has your job changed or been more challenging with kind of the uncertainty at corner and you kind of help guys out? How have things kind of changed for you for the last few weeks?
Well, you know, I think they changed a little bit with, you know, our veteran corners being out right now. But, you know, I'm just trying to do everything I can to, you know, be at my best at all times.
Is it hard to, like, you had the interception in Jacksonville and I got wiped out by the penalty. Is it hard to kind of do the things that don't show up on the stat sheet when you want to have more impact plays and maybe take a few chances and make those plays?
Oh, most definitely. As a competitor, as a player, you know, wanting to be the best, you know, it kind of hurts when those plays get taken away from you, like the one in Jacksonville. And, you know, I just want to be involved in this defense as much as possible and, you know, help us win.
Do you feel like turnovers are coming? I know, I think Julio tipped the one that almost got to your hands, one almost got to Gunter. There was a fumble by Ryan that they hopped on. Do you feel like it's close, that you're doing the right things and it'll just end up happening?
Oh, no doubt. I just got to continue to be patient. You know, my time will come. You know, when it's time to come and my plays come my way, I got to make those plays. But, you know, right now, you know, I've been doing a good job of, you know, helping those guys play on the outside, and that's my job, and I'm going to continue doing it.
I guess what I'm saying is, are you doing the right things to make those plays and it just has to happen, or do you need to change it?
I don't think I need to do anything to change it. I just got to continue hustling to the ball, continue being around the ball, and, you know, when the time comes, it'll come.
What do you think of the matchup this week against Andrew Luck?
Andrew is a great quarterback, huge quarterback, smart quarterback, and I look forward to playing him this week.
Is that what a lot of people don't really see, like, on the outside? He's big, fast, can run. He's kind of the new age quarterback, but he kind of doesn't get that credit.
Yeah, in the Hall of Fame game, that was my first time seeing him. And, you know, he still surprised me. I expected him to be big, but I still didn't expect him to be that big. But, you know, I look forward to playing this guy.
On film, does he look different in the first three quarters versus the fourth? Is he a guy that really learns within each and every game and he's better at the end?
I think so. I think as the game, that's for every player. As the game continues to go on, the more reps you get during the game, the more comfortable you become.
Quarterback that can run, what's the challenge for you guys as safeties? I know just for the corners it makes sense, but how about you guys as safeties?
I'm sorry, say that again?
For a quarterback that can run and extend like Aaron does and like Andrew does, what's the challenge for you guys?
Keep him in the pocket, keep him contained, and get him on the ground when he escapes.
Yeah, how about for a safety, does it really impact you too much like with the corners?
I mean, he's an extra, he becomes an extra player that we don't account for when you can run the ball. So, you know, he's definitely a factor with running the ball.
You're basically the one guy that his defense never takes off the field. What does it take to, in preparation, conditioning, the whole nine to play every snap?
Well, I think it's a mindset first. You got to have the right mindset going into each and every game. And, you know, I don't think Dom's going to be able to pull me off the field unless I'm injured. You know, knock on wood, that another thing happens. But, you know, I'm a player that wants to be on the field every single play, you know, and, you know, compete.
What's the key to stopping speed? They got two or three guys that have the 4.3, 4.4 range speed that can take the top off.
Play with good technique. Those guys are definitely fast, and they can take the top off the defense. But we just got to play a good technique. You know, our corners are fast, too, so get hands on them and, you know, play to your ability.
How much stress has been on the safeties with some of the big name receivers you guys have been held in check over the past month?
I'm sorry, say it again.
How much stress has been on the safeties with some of the big name receivers that you've held in check over the past month?
I mean, we played against a lot of great receivers, but it's never been a stress. You know, that's what this game is about. It's about competing and playing against the best of the best. So you just got to be on your, you know, on your P's and Q's at all times.